Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Crisco does it right after hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco does it right after hours. It's time for the podcast.
Well, 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 here we are in podcast land.
Yeah, wow, we are here.
What do you want to talk about?
Yeah.
I love this text we got from a listener named Josh. He goes, I missed it. What sad news? What happened?
Yeah, kind of a big day today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What a day to miss, you know? Only just, you know, news 20 plus years in the making, right? Mm-hmm. Crazy. No, I announced this morning that I'm leaving the station, and my last day will be next Friday, March 29th. So if you're listening in real time, it's a week from Friday.
Oh, man, yeah. what a trip if you're backed up on these podcasts and you're listening behind and all of a sudden, like,
what?
It's going to be mid-April and somebody's like, oh, I'm to the March 20th podcast. Great.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. What an emotional morning. It was more difficult than I thought it was going to be to share this news. You know, listeners are like our family. They truly are. I mean, they've been with us for years and years and years. I mean, these people truly, in some cases, know us better than we know ourselves. Mm-hmm. They remind us of things we've forgotten. They remember our lives. They remember our birthdays. I mean, these people we have such a close relationship with, and you know who you are. Chances are you're listening right now because you follow everything we do, and we wouldn't have this life without you.
Yeah, it's incredible. And like you said, it's 20 plus years and not just in the radio business, here.
Yeah.
Like just here. And to do that anywhere at any job is incredible. But what you've done to not only entertain people, to not only make people's lives better, but just to make people smile is mm-hmm. incredible. So it's a tip of the radio cap to you. Are you
gonna I'm going to cry again. God.
Well, you know what? Tears are just a sign of how great it really was to be a part of this ride with you for even just a small part.
I know. Yeah, Crisco and I have only been, you know, a certain amount of years with you. You've been doing the morning show for 14 years, but it's been so awesome and we've had so much fun.
Yeah.
And it is sad to end. And, you know, I hate change. So it's especially hard for me. I mean, we grew up together.
We did.
Like we both started in our early 20s, you know. We grew up together.
Well, I replaced Des on nights eventually.
Yeah, you did.
Because she started at night.
Yep, you started I started at night, you with Moon and Stacy.
Yep.
And then I made the switch to middays, you went to nights.
Yep.
And then I was emotional even when you were going from nights to middays because I'm like, wait.
Mornings.
To mornings because I'm like, my buddy, wait, I'm middays, you're nights, that's how we're supposed to be.
Right.
And then how cool to eventually get to join you and do this. This has just been so great.
Yeah. Well, it's been the best iteration of the morning show I've been a part of by far. This is the best group that I've ever worked with on this station. So I'm really, really glad to go out on top with you guys. It's been wonderful. So thank you for that. And KS95 has been so supportive of this decision that was completely mine. You know, they were talking, well, how many years should we sign you for? Let's do a nice contract.
Like, and I'm 20 years, huh?
Oh, man, Dan, I think it's time to go. You know, I shared the story this morning, but reading the text messages from listeners who say, for the record, I've been listening to you since I was 15 years old.
Wow. That's incredible.
And I'm now married. In my career, I have kids of my own, and my kids listen to the guy I used to listen to when I was a kid. And so it is this weird full circle moment. And when we have this, I don't know, this lifestyle that is go, 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 go. I mean, we live minute to minute to minute. There's always something, an interview, a call, prepping, you know, meetings, events, appearances, bum, 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 bum. We just run ourselves crazy 7 days a week. And then before you know it, you've been somewhere for 20 plus years and you stop and look at your life and go, wait a minute, what have I done?
Yeah.
I'm 42 and I've been here almost 21 years. Half of my life has been in this building. I cannot process that.
It's so much, but it does go so quickly.
It does.
And to even stop and look at it is crazy. But what's really, cool about this for you is that you are so young and mm-hmm. there's so much
amazing work and, you know, ahead of you in your life. And I'm so excited for you and Vaughn to get to spend more time together.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard when you're in a relationship and you're going to bed earlier than your partner. And, you know, it's a mm-hmm. bummer. And it's going to be amazing. I can't wait to just hear about your adventures and what you guys are going to be doing.
Yeah. And I don't know what I'm going to be doing. That's the fun part. I truly don't have a plan. You know, I've created this medical device on the side with Dr. O'Neill at Twin Cities Orthopedics. And it's going to help people who deal with pain like I had for many, many years.
Yeah.
It's going to be something. TCO is actually our investor, one of many. And patients at TCO after surgery will receive this device to help manage their pain postoperatively. And our goal through our clinical trials to show if you use this, you will lessen your dependency on narcotics and opioids.
Oh,
which would be
God.
Everything, because constipation is the worst.
Tell me about it.
It is. Stool softeners are the key.
Man,
that's what tore my butthole.
Yeah, that's a good story. Let's just have that clip of Pitch forever. That's how I tore my butthole. Oh my God. But
my Lord.
That's a side thing that I'm doing, and you know, it's almost done and ready to go, and we're gonna put it in the hands of patients. And so after that, I'm not sure what I'm gonna do, but I'm 42 and I have time to find something different. And I've never lived anywhere else. We've never really, you know, I've graduated high school, went to Mankato to college, and then boom, I'm right up here, and I've been here my whole life. And it's just like, I gotta do something else while I still can.
Yeah.
Isn't it something too? I don't know. This is how I feel. When I came here many moons ago, I thought this is going to be a quick blip in the story of me. You know, did you think that? Like, I'm here, I'm going to end up in somewhere else, like New York or, you know, you never know when you're that young.
I truly never thought I'd get a second contract. after my first deal, I was really like, I was so freaking nervous. Oh, they're not going to give me a new contract. I know it. I'm done. I'm canceled. There's no way. If I don't have the ratings, I'll be canceled, you know, because they don't keep you here because they like you. They only keep you because you get ratings. And at KS95, unfortunately, you have to be number one or you're gone.
Oh,
that's
for sure.
The way it is. That's how we work here. So if you don't win, you're out the door.
Which says a lot if you've been here that long.
I know, right? Same girl, same. So
maybe that's why I'm crying too. I'm like, take me with you.
it's really funny though for Vaughn, because last night he said, "Wow, we're losing our thruple," and he pointed out that, you know, this station and the show has always been the third wheel in our marriage. Mm.
Yeah.
It's always, he knows that the show takes priority and its needs come first, whether it's show prep, whether it's appearances, drama in the show, like has to be dealt with.
Yep.
He knows that the show's going to come first. It's our livelihood and this is what it is. And so he's like, wow, what's going to be like to just be you and me? You know, there's no third in our relationship anymore.
It's going to be really nice.
Because it's been there from the beginning. I met Vaughn when I was producing Afternoons.
I know, you know, and he's the perfect radio husband.
Yeah.
He really is.
So patient.
He's put up with a lot.
Oh my God, so much. I don't know how he's done it.
How long do you think he's going to be like, oh my God, Ryan's sleeping in again. We're both at home. Okay, still sleeping in. It's been 6 months, Ryan. What are we doing?
I've been ruined. I don't think I can sleep in.
Yeah, never. Sleep in for us, even at any point. And I don't think it will change for you leaving here. It's like, ooh, oh boy, it's like 6.
Yes.
6:30. Yeah. Like, oh God, did I sleep late? I'm so sorry.
God, I feel like I slept a million hours. It's 5:30.
Everybody else in your family's like sleeping till 9 and you're going, we're not getting up. Okay, cool. Got it.
I could get up at 6:30 and have no problem with that. It's way better than 4 a.m.
Yes.
Oh, you know, so yeah.
Those 2 hours are everything, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. But to know, plain and simply, to not have an alarm.
Yeah.
To wake up whenever you want. Could be 6, could be 6:30. You could get into a whole new, like, regimented sleep of like, I slept till 7.
What?
Shut up.
Hold on a second. So it's really cool for you guys. And it's just like Des said, you guys are so young. I mean, it's not like you made this decision at 62, 40 years into your radio career here.
Yeah.
Like, you got to do this in your 40s, your early 40s.
Yeah.
So this is awesome.
Yeah. And I kind of thought, you know, it's funny because I'm a part of the FIRE group, right? Financial independence, retire early. FIRE, you know, movement.
Yeah.
That was my goal. Like, I want to be retired. That's what I want to do. And then you get to the point where it's like, okay, I can retire, 42, I'm done. And then you go, oh, what would I do?
Yeah.
Well, like, you are always busy. That's like who you are. You always have a project. You're always learning something. You're always doing something.
Yeah. I so now I'm like kind of reversing course here, and Fawn's like, I thought you were going to be done. I'm like, I think I want something, maybe part-time or another project, or maybe, you know what? I had a friend, and I've been getting this told to me time and time again. Why don't you write a book?
Oh,
yes.
I think the story, because there's a lot that people don't know about, a lot, and a lot of it is crazy, really wild. I think it'd make for an interesting read.
I think it would. And how awesome. What a fun. I mean, talk about keeping yourself busy.
Yeah.
Coming up with a book, writing it. You're a perfectionist anyway. So you know you're going to be like, no. One more copy, one more draft. Let's keep going. That would be awesome.
So I don't know. Maybe I'll do that. I don't know.
See it.
Then again, unless we're a bad chapter.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No.
The CDR chapter.
No,
dun, dun.
There's stories to tell in there for sure.
Oh, gosh. That would be such a good fun read.
I also have a deep burning desire to host an Airbnb somewhere. And yes. I would love it if we had a place in the Caribbean and hosted guests. And we have a boat and could take people out on snorkel tours and stuff. I think that'd be so fun.
Is it open to anybody?
Well, I mean,
we can go and look in the windows at his Airbnb.
Is there a certain type of person you wouldn't allow to stay here?
I think you'd be pre-approved by the host first before it'd be a check-in guarantee.
Is it like per person kind of damage deposit kind of thing? Like you're going to see who it is and go,
oh, God.
Buddy, I'm asking
don't
for
even
a friend.
Try.
Oh, no, it's going to be hilarious when I bring the whole Zaluski crew.
But he'd want to keep up his ratings, so he'd have to treat you well.
I will ask you, sir, the same question I ask any hotel or Airbnb I go to. How sturdy are your floors?
And toilets.
You ask them that?
I don't know
that the plumbing could handle the full Zaluski.
We don't have
Power Flusher 3000s in the Caribbean.
Get one installed.
Oh, my God.
Do you have adult-sized cat litter boxes? My sister's a bit of an animal.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
I think the answer is going to be no, you will not be approved for this stay.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
We'll see. Well, depending on bookings, you know, I mean.
It's going to be super booked. I can already tell.
What do you mean you're booked through 2050?
You don't even have a house yet. It's booked.
Oh. No, I think that'd be fun. I love that idea. And there's all, we keep coming up with different ideas and things that we want to do. So it'll be fun to kind of sort it out.
What a fun new adventure. It's just going to be great. I'm so happy for you. Yep. And
wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepped, chef-crafted, ready-to-eat meals with Factor. Factor's ready-to-eat meal delivery sets you up for success. How about a two-minute meal? Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are. If you're always on the go and needing a quick and easy way to find something to eat, you need to try Factor Meals. They have an easy-to-use website, plus they offer loads of options like snacks, breakfast, smoothies, juices, and more to keep you going on the go no matter what's going on in your schedule. Factor is also extremely flexible. Change your order up every week with plans ranging from 6 to 18 meals per week, or you can pause or reschedule your deliveries at any time. No prep, no mess. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping and cooking or cleanup needed afterwards. Head to factormeals.com/CDR50 and use code CDR50 to get 50% off. That's CDR50 at factormeals.com/CDR50 to get 50% off.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're excited. Wes McCain is going to join the show starting April 8th. He's a St. Paul guy.
Yep.
I mean, how cool. Of all the people you interviewed, you found someone who's from here and wants to move back home. I mean, what are the odds of that?
I know, to find somebody who's going to actually know all the suburbs and know, and loves the Twin Cities like we do.
Yeah.
I mean, that is... but that is an amazing thing. He's got a sister here, a nephew here. His mom lives here. And yeah, we're excited for people to get to know him. I mean, he worked in the Twin Cities, what, 20 years ago with you?
Yeah, funny enough, just of all the people coming through. And, and it was like one of those things where we met him. And I remembered, I'm like, I think I worked with him a while back. And then as soon as we talked, all the memories came flooding back. And I'm like,
funny.
Oh my gosh. So it'll be really good. And hopefully, you know, some of the texts there are like... No.
I know.
Nobody will ever replace. No, he's not trying to replace Ryan.
No, and
he's
you just, can't replace
he's just
Ryan.
Coming in as the new guy.
That's
yeah.
it. That's I feel my sorry for text. Him. Someone texts in, please tell me Wes is not like Hutch.
There's only one Hutch.
Yeah.
There is. Yeah. I respond and said, trust me, not at all.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
What if that was a test from Hutch? And he went, you failed, bitch. You failed.
I had something much worse typed. And then I was like, no, I better not risk it. So I just put not at all.
No, yeah, funny. He has kids, right?
Yeah, he's got kids. One is a junior, and one, I mean, they're three and they're like college age.
Yeah, two are out of high school and one is in his final year. Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Well, I know he's been bit by the travel bug like me.
Oh, my God. This is the funniest thing. You know what he's doing starting right now today?
What?
He's going on a cruise.
Of course he is.
I'm like, so he's already Ryan-like.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, gosh. I know he's been around the world, and he loves traveling and cruising. And so, yeah, I mean, see, you won't even know. It'll be like the same.
No,
let's just call him Ryan.
It's never going to be the
you don't
same.
Have to change letterhead.
He's so nice.
Yeah, so much easier.
You sort of look the same. Maybe we could just like pop his head on.
I don't think he'd appreciate that comment. He's like, I'm way hotter. Thank you very much.
No.
Oh, man.
No, that'll be fun. So that'll be on April 8th. And of all days, how crazy is this? He starts on the day of the solar eclipse. The eclipse that's
oh, you're right.
That's crossing the country that people are traveling now to all different parts of the country to see so that they're in the path of totality. Your first show is on the day of the eclipse. Isn't that weird? We have an eclipse coming on Monday next week. That's the lunar eclipse.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm leaving on a lunar eclipse. He's coming in on a solar eclipse. How weird is that?
He will be here at the path of totality.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Should we be afraid?
Isn't that wild?
That like, is wild.
How do you even plan that? That's just insane.
Just want to announce he will be starting Tuesday, April 9th.
No, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, that day is a good day.
Whatever day June 1st lands on is when it's going to start.
I just think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
The odds of that happening.
That's crazy.
I know. Right. So that's happening.
Wow.
It is happening. Yeah.
This is all happening.
I got a couple of interesting texts from listeners that I thought I'd share.
Yeah. Yes. It's like, how do you move on from this? You can't really just drop this nugget and be like, oh, hey, I have a funny Chris Farley story.
Do you?
I don't. He's actually been gone for a while. I didn't want to tell you.
Got it.
I'm really sorry.
Listen to this one. Congrats, Ryan. I'm a straight man, and you honestly made me think differently about gay men.
Mm-hmm.
You broke the typical stereotype. You are genuinely a good dude, and I wish you and your husband the best. Take care. That's from Kevin.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that just a really, I mean, to change the opinion of someone who's decided, yeah, gay guys, ugh, they're this way, that way, whatever, and he's never met me. He's listened to me for years over the radio, and he went, oh, I guess I do know a gay person. Oh, you know what? He's not that bad. You know what? I'm gonna change my mind and open my heart to people who I have judged, and that is maybe one of the finest compliments you could ever get.
Like the think that you did that, Ryan.
Yeah, that's
wow.
That's pretty awesome. And then here's one from Deborah. Ryan, I'm a social worker who works with teen youth, and I cannot tell you enough the positive impact that you've had on the LGBTQ youth. With you, they see that they can too have a loving relationship and be proud of who they are. Please know that you have literally saved lives.
Oh.
All the love in the world to you and Vaughn on your new adventure. That's Deborah.
That is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, that statistic is so sad. How many young gay teens take their own life because of, well, a variety of reasons.
Well, yeah.
So that's awesome. I hope Wes is comfortable coming out of the closet.
Yeah, he's going to have to.
Because we're going
to
need a new gay role model.
That is Wednesday, April 10th.
Do we need to do Ryan Breaks the News? Wes is divorcing his wife, and he's now coming out.
His wife is listening to the podcast going,
wait a minute.
What's that?
Wait a second now. Hold
Chris
on.
Chris goes like, well, I'm available.
No, stop it.
Wait.
He hasn't listened to this podcast, hopefully. Don't make it weird. He hasn't even started yet.
Chris Goh already has a crush on his wife. He's
I do
such
not.
A girl, so.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh do
he
no.
Does. He does do right. Not. He makes everything weird.
What is it about that? Yeah.
I know.
You do it to Pidge.
Yep.
And now, Wes.
Already.
You deserve the treatment you get.
Yep. I don't get any bad treatment. What are you talking about? Is this why I can't get into your Airbnb?
Wow.
Yes, one of many reasons.
Oh, what a perv.
I know.
It wasn't a perv.
He's like, oh, look at his wife. I'm like, oh, okay.
So you've stalked him online.
I have definitely not asked about being neighbors, okay? Oh, that is not at all been on my...
Oh, gosh.
I am not... You have to do research if you're hiring somebody, okay?
Not their wives,
right?
I stalked Vaughn. I didn't know Vaughn. All I'm saying is I'm excited for a change.
The truth has come out.
Thank you, Ryan.
Chris, Godez, and Ryan. Chris, Godez, and Ryan. Chris, Godez, and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
You know who else I've been stalking? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God. There's a long list.
Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing has been there for us. And I'm telling you, we've had 60 degree days, 65, 70, and now we're in like the 30s and snow coming. The point is, it doesn't matter what the weather is outside. There's no wrong time to have Apollo come out and check out the home comfort system that you're working with.
Yeah, get a tune-up. It's always such a great idea. Schedule it at callapollo.com. But if you're like me right before Christmas and we needed to replace, Apollo is the place. And they always have great deals on new furnaces and air conditioners with really great financing offers. And, I mean, they're not only going to take care of your heating and cooling, but they'll take care of your plumbing as well. They've been doing this for over 40 years, and they were rated number one again last year. They are awesome. You'll love Apollo. Go to callapollo.com.
You've been listening to Chris, Godez, and Ryan.
After Hours.